What? She said, frowning. You look so serious all of a sudden.
He bounced to his feet. Indigestion, he said. Race you to the shower.
Afterward, dressed and almost ready to take his reluctant leave of her, he stood on her apartment's veranda, watching the hypnotic crisscrossing of traffic. There was something almost soothing in the steady, ceaseless movement. It had taken him a long time to get used to Coruscant. As a child, he'd missed the desert terribly, missed its silence, its stillness, the breathtaking sweep of stars overhead. He'd dreamed so often of visiting them, setting foot on other worlds, a free boy, a free man, a Jedi. That dream came true, he thought. Others will come true too. Good dreams, not just bad. The future's mine to make. Across the cityscape, dominating the skyline, the Jedi Temple. Padme thought he didn't know how often she stood on this very same spot and looked toward it, thinking of him, longing for him. He did. Every time she thought of him, he felt it. Every tear she shed for their separation, he wept too. There was nothing she could feel that he couldn't, didn't feel with her.
And that's what Obi-Wan will never understand, Anakin thought. He thinks love can be discarded like an empty cup. He thinks that it will pass in time. He's a blind man saying that sight doesn't matter.
He felt Padme behind him and turned, smiling. She was wearing her senator face now, all laughing softness put away, that intoxicating fall of hair smoothed into neat discipline. The seductive silk robe had been replaced by a severely formal dark green dress that hid her completely, just as his Jedi tunic and leggings hid him. Turned them into symbols, stole their individuality.
But we are more than what we appear to be, both of us, he thought. And what we have here together makes us better, stronger, invincible.
When will I see you again?
She asked, smoothing his arm.
Tonight? I have a dinner with the Malastarian Cultural Commissioner, but afterward?
He kissed her forehead. A dinner? My condolences. Political talk fests like that are so...
A stirring in the Force. A dark premonition.
Tedious? She suggested and laughed. Yes, but...
He pressed his fingers to her lips. Hush, hush, Padme. There's something not right. Terror and hatred and triumph and rage.
A flash of light, gouts of flame, a shocking series of booms. Traffic erupting, spinning, impacting, and cutting through the chaos, through the maelstrom in the Force.
Obi-Wan!
As he tried to breathe, tried to calm his mind enough so he could find his master, his friend, Padme ran to the farthest edge of the veranda and stared at the pluming smoke, the leaping fires, four separate explosions somewhere close by.
The administration sector, she said, her voice taut. The central court, the court of appeals, and I think the Senate overflow offices.
She spun about.
Obi-Wan?
Shaken, he nodded.
He's hurt, Padme. I have to go. I have to.
Yes, yes, go, she urged him. I must go too. I must get to the Senate. I'll be needed. Anakin.
Oh, Mistress Padme, Mistress Padme, cried C-3PO, tottering outside. What's happening? Is it the Separatists? Are we under attack?
She ignored the droid, her face white.
Go, Anakin. Be careful.
You too.
Then she was running to the open doorway, and he was leaping for his airspeeder. Their outstretched fingertips touched in passing.
My love, he thought.